24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. Hey folks, this is Dr. Herbert Harris. I'm author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had the books translated into many languages, but right now, we're engaged in transforming the lives of 1 million people, helping them to be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom. Kingdom is consciousness. Seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. The purpose of this program is to help you develop the consciousness of wealth, of health, of success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. Hey, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Network. And let me tell you, with listeners like you, hey, we're going to stay there. So thank you so much. I appreciate you greatly. Also want to make sure that you visit our website, www.herbertharris.com, and be sure to register, sign up, and get a free motivational, inspirational mentorship consultation. You know, I love to open with an inspirational story. And this is a story. I was coming down the highway one time and saw one of those big 16-wheelers that had gotten stuck under the underpass. And the officer said the truck tried to go under and it just a little bit and got stuck. And they had gotten the tow trucks and were trying to pull that truck out and it just would not happen. And they tried again and again. And I mean, they were very frustrated. Finally, a young fella came up, a little boy, about 8 or 9 years old, came up and he looked and he said, what happened? They said, well, the truck got stuck going under the underpass. Can't get it out. So the little boy said, I know how to get it out. They said, well, kid, get out of the way. You know? He said, no, I really know. So finally somebody listened. And the young man said, what you should do is let the air out of the tires. Of course, it worked. And the moral of this story is sometimes you have to do what we call lateral thinking. The next time you get stuck, think differently. Think sideways, think upside down, think like a child, and the solution will come to you. Our theme for today is persistence. And I picked that theme because the guest that you're going to hear from today is one who persisted against all odds. When you hear his story, you're going to say, I don't know how he did it. But he did it, and he did it on a grand scale. So our quote for today comes from William Eardley, and it says this, ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in. Persistence, this, the 11th law of success is the universal law of persistence and results. And it simply says this: if you persist in doing the right things, you get the right results. You know, the scripture says, ask and it shall be answered, knock and it shall be opened, seek and you shall find, but it never tells you how long. You have to do it until you get it. So when you persist in your efforts to achieve a desired result, you're asking the universal mind, the good mind, the God mind to grant you your wishes. Persistence is that one trait that all successful people have in common. It is the sustained effort you must acquire to induce faith in your own ability to get desired results in your endeavors. Your persistence is a measure of your faith in your own abilities and your own skills. The more persistent you are in achieving a particular outcome, the greater your belief in yourself and in your abilities. Each of us is endowed with the power of persistence, but persistence must always be combined with intelligence. The wise old saying, if at first you don't succeed, then try and try again. You have to clarify that and add that you got to try again in new ways, in different ways, in better ways. Don't get bogged down being persistent using the wrong things. When the going get tough, the tough get going. When you're persistent in your efforts, the law of averages works for you. The harmonic universe is filled with positive and negative experiences. And when you persist through the negative experiences and keep on going, no matter what, sooner or later, the positive experiences will begin to flow. In fact, it is the faith generated by your persistence that attracts the positive experiences into your life. So when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Now that's a perfect lead into our guest, Mr. Joe Lewis Dudley. And I'll say that again, Joe Lewis Dudley Sr., co-founder of Dudley Products Company. He is one of the world's most sought after entrepreneurial masterminds. You know, Mr. Dudley as a child was labeled as being mentally retarded, and he flipped the script and went on to become a multimillionaire. He was inducted into the Fuller Success Program with the Fuller Products Company. He'll tell you a little about that. But let me tell you, he has achieved national and international success. He and his wife were head of the Dudley Products Corporation. It was listed as one of the top 50 Black enterprise companies. That's huge. He set up at the Dudley Cosmetology University in Kernersville, North Carolina, and had four strategically located schools in their beauty system. He is known nationally and internationally as a speaker and humanitarian. Mr. Dudley has received the George Bush 467th Point of Life Award, the Maya Angelou Tribute to Achievement Award, Inc. Magazine's North Carolina Master Entrepreneur Award, and he was elected to the Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans. He's also written a book, Walking by Faith. So with no further ado, let me introduce my friend, Mr. Joe Dudley Sr. Mr. Dudley, welcome to the Millionaire Mentorship Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited and happy to be part of this and tell my story, which you've done a great job of telling the story, and I appreciate it. I had to look around and see who you were talking about. But thank you. Thank you. You know, I've been very blessed. I was labeled mentally retarded, and that made me do more. My mother said to me, Joe, it's all right. It's all right to be slow, because one thing about it, when a slow get it, he got it. So I think I'm trying to get a little bit of it now. And I'm telling you this story because you that's out there, you can be what you want to be and don't let nobody tell you different. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. We've been fortunate. We have trained in some form or fashion as though in one day over 50,000 cosmetologists.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Dudley. You said 50,000?
Yes, sir. Over 50,000 have been through our advanced education local schools, and we have worked with them. And that serves is just awesome because my staff, I didn't get all credit, my staff, we have done this. And we've done this to help because our goal, we believe that cosmetology can help change the world.
Yes.
They're the people that can really make an impact. That's why we chose the cosmetologists that we're going to help build their business. Because, again, most of us, you know, if I ask the group now, if I could see them and ask them to take off all the clothes that they didn't buy from their race, it would be a news camp. So...
You never said that, so, that's powerful. It'd be a nudist camp. If it wasn't made in America, boy, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we?
It sure would, absolutely. So,
but let me ask you a question, Mr. Dudley. You went to A&T State University. And
yes.
when you came out, how was the job market? What did you do to move on from coming out of college to going into entrepreneurship?
But let me start from the very beginning, right after I finished high school. There were six of us in college at one time, and my parents could not take care of any of us, really. But they had already encouraged us to make it for ourselves. And what happened was I went to Hartford, Connecticut for 6 months to prepare to get some money to go to A&T. And that's what I did. I got a job, and this job, oh my goodness, I took every job that was possible for me to take. And in 1956, it's unbelievable, but it's true, I saved $100 a week. Now, how did I save $100 a week? I saved $100 a week because I cook my own food, I live in a place that costs $7 a week. I walked to work, I took my lunch, and I did everything that I could have to make me have the money. So that's what got me going. The next summer I came to New York, I couldn't find a job in Connecticut. So I went over to New York and I lived with my auntie. And I asked my auntie, could I stay there if I mopped the floors, did whatever she wanted me to do. And she said, yes, I was drawing unemployment, $34 a week.
Mm.
But I had a little money, but I knew it would run out. So the $34 a week unemployment. So one day, I had one of my homegirls from home came up. I took her out looking for her job. And I had to sign up because I was getting unemployment. So I took her looking for a job. And as I was helping her, I was on Macon Street in Brooklyn, New York, for any of you hear that. And I saw a guy selling product from door to door. I asked this young man, how could I do that? He told me. He said, you go up there for $10, they'll get you started. And I ran up there the next day, got up there. But let me tell you this too. I had no idea when I was having this young lady look for her job that I would find my life work. And because of that, I had only worked on a job for less than 6 months of my whole 81 years of life. And because I reached out there to help somebody else. I want to tell you something.
Well, Mr. Dad, let me just stop you for a minute because you just said something powerful. Something happened last night. We were speaking at a place last night, and my associate, Dr. Faye, we got our addresses mixed up and whatnot, so we couldn't connect up, but we both ended up in the right place. And you were going to help somebody else, and you said it very beautifully. You were going to help somebody else, and you found your life's work. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mr. Dudley. I just wanted people to realize that sometimes when you go with the flow will take you where you need to go.
I'm telling you, that was the beginning of my with Fuller Product. The first day I was out there selling, I sold $2.60. I made $1.10. And I was excited. And I wonder why I look back now and I wonder how could I be excited over making $1.10. But why I was excited because I saw other people around there that was doing so well and they were selling. And I said to myself, if he can do it, I can do it too. So that was a decision that I made. It was tough because I had a speech impediment and I had some problems. But it didn't bother me because one day I knew I would overcome those difficulties. And that's what I did. I would go to people's houses and someone would kind of scold me around and say, you out here selling don't know how to pronounce the name of the product. What's wrong with you? And I would just laugh and say, thank you. Some would take me in and show me how to pronounce the name of product. And that was a joyful time in later years.
Wow.
My point is that there's always a way. When I realized that, and I went to Mr. Fuller's program, and that man changed my thinking tremendously. You know, a lot of times we have problems because we won't change our thinking. And I changed my thinking. And when I came back to Greensboro, I won't tell the whole story part of it. Came back, I needed to make my own products because Mr. Fuller told me I could do it. And I was excited about that. And he showed me how to do many items. And I didn't have the money, but I started making products in my kitchen. I started making products. I went to beauty salon and picked up old containers and I washed them out. My wife typed the labels to put on the product. And we worked by day and worked by night and sold during the day. My kids, I had two kids at that time. They put the caps on the products and they worked with me.
Wow.
So people come and say, wait, I don't have no money. Look, you don't have to have no money. All you have to do is have a faith and believe that you can do it. If you believe you can do it, the how to do it will develop.
Yes, you're right.
It will come to you.
Wow.
See, as I tell some people, you don't have to have money. You have to have sense. If you got sense will get money for you.
Well, Mr. Dudley, let me you drop some zingers on. Say you don't have to have money. You got to have sense. Now, I got to take a little pause for the cause because with you dropping pearls of wisdom like that, I know we have a lot of people listening. And, you know, you got to do the job to keep everything going. So let me just take a quick pause for the cause. And when I come back, maybe tell a little about how to contact you, but we want to continue on. So let me just take a pause for the cause. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. Now, let me tell you, folks, we're going back into the lion's den. Now, we're going in there with a man who has faced adversity and won. So, Mr. Dudley, let me just break. Now, is there a website where people can learn a little bit more about the things that you're doing?
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes. Is there a website that people can learn about some of the things that you're doing right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you're halfway retired. You're going to be you're doing your classes, but we'll get back to that. The story you were telling, though, about how you were making that transition from being a salesperson to really becoming a business owner, what were the steps that took you from working in the kitchen by night, selling by day, to becoming a real company?
Well, the first thing, I did very well as a salesman. Matter of fact, and a crew manager working with Mr. Fuller, my best year, I made $250,000. I learned to sell. I studied hard. And I learned how to talk to God. And things started working out. And then the only reason why I started that it was because of the fact that full product couldn't furnish me enough product for me to sell. Eventually, I bought the company a full of product. So the selling route was very profitable for me. It was a little better for me to be a salesman than get into the business because that was tough. I mean, you know, you got to deal with a whole lot of different things. Before, all I had to do was sell it. But anyhow, the course that took me from that point, then I went in and started making my own product, training my salespeople. I had strong salespeople. I trained them well. We've had, this week alone, 4 millionaires that I trained. It was on one of our programs. So
Four millionaires. Yes,
and,
sir.
And Ms. Ella will give you the program that we have, but we have 2 more coming on next week, I think, program. So for other people, find somebody that you can believe in. And that's what I did. I followed Mr. Fuller without reservation, without procrastination, without hibernating. I integrated and I listened to this man. I believe him. People started calling me Mr. Fuller, which was all right with me. So then I wrote a book, Walking by Faith.
Yes.
Now, let me just back up a minute. We're in partner with the cosmetologist. I made a product for cosmetologists because they had all kind of problem with pain and difficult. Copper toner. So I made this product. As a matter of fact, it's one of the best products. I think it's the best product on the market. But I made the product for a situation for the cosmetologist and other people had pain. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee this product will work for anybody. But let me continue on. I wrote the book, Walking by Faith. And I want to tell you something. If you want, it's a business book. Harvard and Massachusetts, that area, liked it. So they started teaching. Duke University started teaching with my book, Walking by Faith. Now, I didn't put my book in the bookstore. Now, I'll tell you why I didn't put my book in the bookstore. I didn't put my book in the bookstore because a lot of kids wanted to, they need money and their parents didn't have it. And they wanted money to go to different places. I had one young lady wanted to go to Africa. She sold 300 books and I gave her $3,000. And I had a lot of people doing that. And I still do that for people that want to and don't have the money, I show them how to make money without having money.
Now that's the point there, Mr. Dudley. You just hit a big nail there. I want to digress a minute because when your book came out, I met you through Reverend Ike. If you remember, I was working for Reverend Ike and your book came and I think he sent me down there to meet with you and you gave me a tour of your plant. I was just so impressed. I remember you and your wife had matching Rolls Royces sitting outside. And you had, it wasn't just a company, it was a campus. And there was such a spirit on that campus. People seemed to believe in you. And one of my thoughts is that when you help create millionaires, that you must have had a process to make that happen. Maybe you could share what your process was to take a person from being a broken heir to a millionaire.
I like that. The first thing I did is, let me just back up. When people started working with me, number one thing I said, you have to save money. Not a lot of money, but you got to save $5 a week. Then you have to buy a home. Mm-hmm. Everybody that worked with me in the very beginning, that's what I did. They had to buy a home, they had to have insurance, they had to read self-help books. And I had a program for them to help them, because I told them, I'm poor just like you are, and I don't want you to start talking about when I get rich, because I'm going to get rich, that you made me rich. Now, but then I talked strong to them, because have you ever seen a poor person make anybody rich? Only the rich people make people rich.
Let me hold you that. Say, poor people don't make anybody rich. Rich people make people rich. Go ahead, Mr. Dodger.
Right. So you want to be rich, hang around rich people and listen to them and watch them, work with them, obey them. That's what I did. Mm. That's why I'm able to make so many people, other people, to be successful. It's not that easy. I had everybody work with me. I had still, they had doctors, lawyers, all of them go house to house. That's how I build my business. Mm. Door to door. I still have that.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. See, you door to door sale make you have initiative, mm-hmm. make you have courage, loyalty, integrity, mm-hmm. and if you have those four, God will give you wisdom, which is insight, and you'll be able to do so much stuff. I'm telling you, it is. Now, let me tell you this too. One of the big companies, L'Oreal, I call the name, wanted to buy my company, mm-hmm. and I told them no. The product was not for sale. They said, well, I will give you $150,000. I said, I told you it's not for sale. Well, everybody has its price. I said, is that so? Will you give me your eyes for $1 million? He said, no.
Wow.
And well, I Mr. said, Dudley, why?
Let me tell you something. When you said that, when that was so clear, you've shared so much with us. We're right down. This half hour goes by so fast. We haven't even gotten past first base. So let me do two things, Mr. Dudley. Number one, let me promise that I would like to set up another interview with you, because there's so many more parts to the story that I know and I've seen and I want to share. And I'd like that if there's one nugget that you could leave with our audience, that they could take it and move with it.
One thing I read one book, and I suggest you read my book, but I read one book 300 times. And the name of the book was Think and Grow Rich. And I was telling people, if you're reading a book and you're not being rich, and it's named Think and Grow Rich, you haven't read it. You just call words. Reading people are ruling people. The first person you got in the room is yourself. Rule.
Mm. Reading people.
Thank you, Doc.
Wow, thank you so much, Mr. Dudley. I tell you, the things that you shared today on this program, as I told you, you're going to come back, because you were dropping pearls, you were dropping diamonds, and the people need to hear this, because you are living history. So thank you so much. We're going to have you back on the program. And for our friends, for our listeners, be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com, for more information about programs and products that can help you. When you go to our Bishani webpage on the Bishani Network, there's a link there that you can click where you can schedule a mentorship call, a free call with me personally, and we can see if we can help you get clear about what you want to do, be, and have. So be sure to do that. Click on that, set up your call, and go to our website and learn more about what we're doing. Folks, I want to learn about some of the challenges that you're facing and some of your victories, how the information on this program has helped you, issues that you would like to maybe be discussed. So send me an email, herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. So our closing affirmation is this. And I can tell you can feel this affirmation throughout everything he said. And the affirmation is, I persist in my efforts with unshakable faith in my own abilities. You get up and say that every day. I persist in my efforts with unshakable faith in my own abilities, and life will change. Your assignment is to think of situations where if you had persisted, they could have turned out differently. Write them down and describe what you will do so that that will not happen again. Folks, we each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our habits, and our associations. So choose the life that you desire in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your habits, and in your associations. Act on them, and they will be yours. This is Dr. Herbert Harris and the Millionaire Mentorship Show saying, remember, the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.